This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? That is one of the most noble positions. The most noble position that the Muslims should strive to be is an Abdullahi. The most noble position is where the servant strives to serve Allah more. And the best way to serve Allah more is following the sunnah of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he gives you the blueprint. This is the manifestation of the Quran. And then he ends here, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he says, وَإِذَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ قَدْ بَنَى سُلُوكَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَى هَذَيْنِ الْأَصْلَيْنِ لَمْ يَظْفَرْ عَدُوُّهُ بِهِ إِلَّا عَلَى غِرَّةٍ وَغِيلَ. He says here, وَإِذَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ قَدْ بَنَى سُلُوكَهُ, and if the servants of Allah builds their conduct or their manners or their pathway to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on these two principles or these two foundations, his enemy will not be successful. And who is his enemy? Who? Iblis, shaitan, naam. Illa ala ghirratin wa ghil, except by deception. And we talked about earlier the type of deception. And he says, وَمَا أَسْرَعُ مَا يُنْعِشُهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَيَجْبُرُهُ وَيَتَدَارَكُهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ. And then he says, in regards to this, وَمَا أَسْرَعُ مَا يُنْعِشُهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَيَجْبُرُهُ وَيَتَدَارَكُهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ. Can you remember what يُنْعِشُهُ means here? Circle it, but it's fine. I didn't translate. But Ta'ala will revive this servant and approach him and give him his mercy, right? So here when he's talking about this is a way, in conclusion, this is the way that the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they want to come close to Allah. So say, for example, you've committed a sin, or you've been given something, and you sit in the masjid waiting for the salah, for example, or in Ramadan, in the middle of the night, when you pray talat tahajjud, or you're sitting in tarawih, or qiyam al-layl, just think about what Allah has given you. And think about where you've been neglectful. Simple. Think about something you could have done better. And know that there are no ceilings in regards to worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you think about what you've done wrong, you think about your sins, that should increase your debasement, lowering yourself to Allah. And that's why salah is one of the most noble action. Because in salah, you are performing what Allah has obliged upon you. And when you fulfill that, because Allah has obliged upon you, that's making him great. And hopefully, the reason you do it is because of love of Allah. In the salah, you're thinking about what you did before. You know, salat al-asr, you're thinking about what happened after dhuhr. How I raised my voice at a family member, how I lied about something, how I cheated, maybe whatever you've done. You think about that, and then when you're in sujood, the lowest position, what is so beautiful is that you're in the lowest position saying what name of Allah? Al-A'la. The lowest position, praising the Most High. You think about that, subhanAllah, what more befitting position for a servant of Allah than to prostrate. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not allow bowing to who? To creation. To human beings. This was done during the time of which Prophet? Yusuf alayhi salam. But it was for a different-ish reason. It wasn't ibadah, right? But when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sharia came, it abrogated that particular action because that became part of the prayer. So in conclusion, brothers and sisters, let's remember that Ibn al-Qayyim, he's mentioning here that when one recognizes when one recognizes the blessings of Allah, this will increase their what of Allah? Love. One says, I want to increase my love of Allah. Think of what Allah has given you. And this, by the way, is one of the strongest means of da'wah to non-Muslims. When you talk to non-Muslims and those that believe in a God, you just talk to them, look at what God has given you that's beyond your control. Like everything that you have. Wafi, and Allah says, Wafi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Do you not look in your own selves, your anatomy, your physiology? Do you not have any insight? Tubsirun, not only nadhar, lakin tama'un fin nadhar. You look and you have insight. You think about, I have no control over this. You know, I have to get off work because I'm sick. I have no control over my own body. Right? And then Allah cures me. Yes, I've taken medicine, but it's ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the meaning that cures me. What He's giving me, that increases my love. And then also remembering your deficiencies, and that increases your debasement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are His righteous slaves, and allow this to be the means for us to remember His greatness upon us, and to remember our minuteness in this life. For verily, that is the highest maqam, the highest position, to be a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اجعلنا من المخلصين يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في حبشة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في السودان يا رب العالمين وفي سوريا وفي تركيا وفي فلسطين وفي أويغر يا رب العالمين وأمدهم بمدد من عندك يا العزيز يا القوي يا المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Hayyakum Allah, jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.